The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, we had U.S. markets breaking new highs. Just a quick recap, S&P 500 rose about 0.9% to close at 2933, breaking its previous record of 2930. And we have the NASDAQ Composite up 1.3% at around 8120. And Dow Jones Industrial Average, not too far away from breaking its own record. It rose 145 points last night to close at 26,656, just 1.1% away from an all-time high. What do these numbers mean for investors and how should they read into this? Let's get some help from Manpreet Gill. He is the Head of Investment Strategy for Fixed Income, Commodities and Currencies at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Morning, Manpreet. How are you doing?
Hi, morning, Ryan.
Hey, Manpreet, help us read into the numbers. We have quite a big jump since, I guess, start of the year. And right now, we are breaking new highs on Wall Street. So the question, I guess, investors are asking, is it too late to jump on the bandwagon? Is it too late to chase the market rally, Manpreet?
Well, in our view, it may not be. I mean, it's tempting to conclude that, you know, after what's been an incredible rally since the start of the year, that, you know, it may have exhausted itself or become too stretched. And I absolutely agree that, look, we're going to be running up against some seasonality headwinds, and there's still a few key events like trade tensions and Brexit that we need to keep a close eye on. But I think the biggest positive surprise is that on most measures, most technical measures, markets are not looking stretched, which one would normally expect to see after such a long rally. So when you put that together with the fact that, look, consensus is still fairly downbeat, both in terms of economic data and earnings, so there's quite a bit of room for upside surprise there. In specific areas, there may very well be room for this rally to extend further. We think the key really is about being picky about where you keep, maintain or add exposure. And for us, it's about equity markets, particularly here in Asia. I think China has particularly more to go. And on the bond side, we still think emerging market U.S. dollar bonds have room to run.
And Manpreet, you mentioned markets not really stretched. Can you give us sense and color around the valuations and the relative, you know, cheapness of what the current situation is?
Well, if you look at the most Asian equity markets, North Asian equities started the year quite inexpensive levels, and the rally has really taken us back to in the region of the long-term average. And you see a similar pattern even in the U.S., where valuations did pull back below the average, were back sort of above the average, but not at excessively high levels. So valuations, clearly not a constraint. And the other metric we look at is, you know, measures like of investor sentiment or technical indicators like the RSI. And look, both tend to show that we have seen a bit of participation and a run-up in markets, but neither of them is really showing that they moved up to excessive levels. So actually, both fundamental indicators and technicals are not a constraint to this rally running a bit further.
Okay, you mentioned Chinese markets is one area looking at. In terms of sectors, do any of them look attractive to you right now?
Well, sectors, absolutely. And I think there are a few of the usual suspects. You know, we still think this cycle is still very much about technology in most major markets, including China. But actually, at this point, we think, you know, broad market exposure is actually a sufficient way to gain exposure. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the ways, if you're worried about markets having run up too far, is instead of taking, you know, even one further step in terms of concentration, maybe to step back and just look at broader, you know, country market exposure. But, I mean, just for context, the Shanghai Composite at an index level is up over 30%. So from a return perspective, it's not really a big trade-off.
All right, we're chatting with Manpreet Gill. He is the Head of Investment Strategy for FICC at Standard Chartered Private Bank. Manpreet, it's not just markets rising, it's oil prices as well. I think from the start of the year, it's up about 60%. Right now, we have WTI overnight rising 1.1%, really making the headlines, really rallying right now. What's your take on the outlook of oil prices when you look at the demand and supply situation?
Well, on Brent oil, I mean, oil prices are already at the top of our expected range of about $65 to $75. Mm. And the obvious trigger has been, you know, I think the negative surprise in terms of waivers on Iranian oil exports. So I think that really did come as a little bit of a surprise to markets, but by now it most probably is in the price. I think the key from here really will be to what extent other producers are willing and able to respond to try and cover some of that shortfall from the lack of exports, some reduced exports at least from Iran. I think that will really decide whether, you know, the gains in oil prices sort of peter out now around $75 and we see a bit of a pullback, or whether we continue climbing slowly towards $80. But, you know, in terms of our view, we are closer to the top end, top side of the range we expect oil prices to spend this year in.
Okay, so with rising oil prices potentially, what's your take on how this will affect inflation and the stance that central banks are taking for the rest of the year? Do you think it's going to be a bit more hawkish with rising oil prices?
Well, a little bit, but I doubt it'll be enough to sway the central bank significantly. If you look at the US and the Fed, I think, which is the most important one for global markets, a modest rise in inflation or inflation expectations, I think, would be welcomed by both the central bank and financial markets. That's still the one indicator that has been stubbornly low. So I think a magnitude is still important. I think a move in oil prices to in the region of $75 may lead to a welcome uptick. If we really start going back towards $80 or higher, which is not a base case, that's the one which may raise a bit more concern, possibly a little bit earlier in some of the big oil importing markets in Asia before it really begins to worry the Fed. In the US, we still think when it comes to inflation worries, the big one's not oil, the big one's still wage growth, and we have not yet seen that translate in a big way yet into inflation.
Okay, something to look out for the rest of the week. Manpreet, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks, Ray.
Manpreet Gill, he is the head of investment strategy for fixed income, commodities and currencies at Standard Chartered Private Bank on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.